Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. 1801. I have just returned from a visit to my landlord, the solitary neighbour that I shall be troubled with. This is certainly a beautiful country. In all England, I do not believe that I could have fixed on a situation so completely removed from the stir of society. A perfect misanthropist's heaven. And Mr. Heathcliff and I are such a suitable pair to divide the desolation between us. A capital fellow. He little imagined how my heart warmed towards him when I beheld his black eyes withdraw so suspiciously under their brows as I rode up, and when his fingers sheltered themselves with a jealous resolution still further in his waistcoat as I announced my name. "Mr. Lockwood, your new tenant, sir, at Thrushcross Grange." "Walk in," he uttered with closed teeth. "Joseph, take Mr. Lockwood's horse and bring up some wine." Joseph was an elderly man, nay, an old man, though hale and sinewy. "The Lord help us," he soliloquized in an undertone of peevish displeasure at my unexpected advent. Wuthering Heights is the name of Mr. Heathcliff's dwelling. Wuthering being a significant provincial adjective, descriptive of the atmospheric tumult to which its station is exposed in stormy weather. One may guess the power.